The third aliyah of Parshas Vayishlach tells us about the prohibition of eating the Git HaNasha. Even though this is where we hear about it, the Rambam in his commentary to the Mishnayos Nechuin tells us that this is not actually where the mitzvah comes from. The mitzvah was still instructed to us at Har Sinai with all the other mitzvos, but we are told about it in the context of the story which it reflects. Although how exactly it reflects is somewhat mysterious. If the idea is, as some understand, that the Git HaNasha is meant to be a memorial, so normally if you want to remember something, you will do something active to remind you of that thing. So, for example, we're about to celebrate Hanukkah, we want to remember the miracle, so we light candles to help us remember about the miracle of Hanukkah. It would be strange if, in order to remember that miracle, we were to make sure to have a policy never to light any candles. So here, to have a rule that in order to remember this interaction with the Malach, this wound that Yaakov received, so therefore, instead of setting up some active affirmative reminder, instead we have a prohibition not to eat the Git HaNasha. It's hard to understand how that's going to help us remember. It's one thing if this was only addressed to butchers, so then we could say that the process of removing the Git HaNasha perhaps would serve as a reminder. But being that most of us don't play that role, so the effect of having this prohibition means that for most of us, we never come into contact with the Git HaNasha. So that's something that needs a little bit of explanation. It's first noteworthy that this is not the way that all the commentaries understand the idea of the Git HaNasha. The Sefer Achinuch understands that the theme here is that indeed it's a remez, that even when the Jews are in Gullus, they won't be forgotten. But there are some who understand specifically that the Git HaNasha represents something bad, and therefore we should stay away from it. So the Zohar, for example, writes that we are to stay away from the influence of Rishayim, and the Git HaNasha reflects that which was touched by Satan, and therefore that conveys evil, and we're meant to stay away from it. The Or HaChaim writes that it was pushed away from the source of Kedusha, and therefore it's Tameh. And the Netziv understands that there is a symbolism that we shouldn't be rigid like the Gid, and that Yaakov was punished for being too rigid. Others understand that perhaps the idea is that we're meant to be deprived of the Git HaNasha. So the Chizkuni and the Tosfos HaRash, they write that the descendants of Yaakov are punished because they failed in a specific mitzvah here, and that's the mitzvah of Levaya. That here Yaakov found himself alone, and that's why he was vulnerable to being injured. But there's a prohibition to let people be alone in the streets when they may be vulnerable to damage. Normally we associate that with the mitzvah of Hachnasas Orchem, that we should escort our guests out even after they finish being hosted in the house. But it's not only in conjunction with that mitzvah that we have the mitzvah of Levaya. We find this, for example, in the context of Egla Arufa, that if someone is found outside and dead, we're concerned that he was left alone and therefore he was exposed to these risks because no one accompanied him. So here, Yaakov was vulnerable because he was alone. So therefore, his descendants are punished because they failed to accompany him, and that's why he got hurt. And the Rush has a language that they lose out on this Meichel Tov, which is an interesting way to portray it, because it sounds like from the Gemara, actually, that it doesn't have any taste at all. But nonetheless, this is an interpretation that some have, that there's something positive that is being deprived from the descendants of Yaakov because they failed to take care of him and allowed him to get hurt. And the Sefer Chasidim actually writes that the family of Yaakov themselves took a neder not to eat it because of their recognition of their avera, because of their failure here. Reb Moshe Feinstein, in his Dibros Moshe, understands that the Git HaNasha is meant to represent our overcoming nisyonos, but our tefillah is that we shouldn't have nisyonos in the first place, so therefore we don't want to have the Git HaNasha. Perhaps we could suggest a little bit differently that the idea here is that if we view the Git HaNasha as something that is not only prohibited, but also possibly prohibited even Bahana, it's a discussion in the Gemara that it is something that is completely off limits. So maybe that's the idea, that we are supposed to relate to it specifically as if it is nothing. But Ashbam writes that the purpose of this mitzvah is to remember the Gvura of Yaakov, to show how he was able to endure. And the Sfarno has a language that we want to show that this injury doesn't actually mean anything to us. And maybe that's the idea, that we display that by not having any connection with it, by not enjoying it at all, by not benefiting from it, certainly not eating it. It's a way of saying that this is not something that's significant to us. And perhaps that's the idea. We want to show that whatever it was that the Sar Shel Esav was able to do to us, that's not something that's going to get in our way. And we are able to overcome and to continue to endure. The language of Nasha, Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Chulin, Adav Tzari Aleph, that it jumped from its place. And Rav Nevensal and his Sichos has a whole discussion about, we find also, such as with the name Menashe, that the root there is Kinashani, that it has a relationship to the idea of forgetting. And forgetting has its place, and forgetting sometimes is necessary, but forgetting also can be very bad. And the Malach introduced into Yaakov this bad kind of forgetting. And this is what we talk about on Chanukah, that the goal of the Yevanim was l'hashkicham Torah Secha, that they wanted to make us forget the Torah. And the way in which you do that is you create so many distractions and so many diversions that we're not able to focus on the Torah. And that seems to be the idea here as well, that the attack of the Sar Shel Esav was an effort to get in the way of Yaakov's mission, was a way to try to disable him, and therefore we respond to that by showing that this injury is not going to mean anything to us, that we are able to proceed as if it's nothing, as if this is not of any significance. But most importantly, that the efforts to make us forget are not going to succeed, and that we remain our focus, we remain focused, and that despite everything that all the nations of the world try to throw at us, we remember what the main thing is and how to keep that front and center, and that this effort to knock us off track, to make us jump away from our place of Kedusha, will not succeed.